Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will greetings to you this morning. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm blessing the Lord today. His praise shall be upon my lips always. Amen. Yes, praise Lord. God. And we thank God to be with you, and you today. Bless God. Oh, we thank God for another day, this day. Amen. Whatever you have today, we thank God for you. We thank God how God is blessing you and bringing you through whatever you're coming through. We thank God for how he's blessing you. And you can call us at 347-857-3925. Call us and let us know. Just give us a testimony, you know. Tell us how God has been blessing you, how he's blessed you and you, whatever you're doing and listening and all this. You know, did you enjoy our speakers that we have? Do you enjoy them? You want to hear more of them or whatever? Bless God. And just let us know, okay? And so that's what we want to know today. All right? That you're being blessed. We don't want you to just to be on here and not being blessed, okay? All right. Just because we love you, we love you, we love you. We really do. Now, you know, Sister Diane cannot call your name unless you give it to her. Call us at 347-857-3925, okay? All right. Now, waiting to hear from you today. And also, we have a wonderful speaker today, Lord knows, in Jesus' name. And I want you to call in, call your friends, your enemies, and everybody. Call them to listen to this wonderful message coming from the Lord, okay? All right, now, here is Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We magnify your name. Lord, knowing that there is no other God but you, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. We so grateful, Lord Father, that you had mercy upon us and wake us up this morning, Lord Father. Father, that we can praise your name, laugh, Lord Father, confuse the enemy, Lord. Father, we just say thank you today, Lord. We thank you, we glorify, and we magnify you. Now, Heavenly Father, as we come before you, God, we ask you for forgiveness in those that we are praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And, Father, you are just to forgive us. We forgive those that trespass against us. Heavenly Father, I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father. You know, each and every person, name by name, Lord Father, what they're in need of, Lord Father, as we touch and agree, Lord Father, for those that ask for prayer, Lord Father, for themselves or for them loved ones, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your will being done right now. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Crystal, Lord Father, asking you to continue to touch her body right now, Lord Father. Father, we speak healing over her, Lord, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord, Father. And praying, Lord, Father, that she seek your face like never before, Lord, Father. And, Father, give you the praise and the glory, Lord, Father, that is due unto your holy name, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you little Michael, Lord Father. We ask you to touch his mind right now, Lord Father. Father, as we are praying for his salvation right now, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, touch him right now, Lord Father. Father, you say we wrestle not against flesh and blood, Lord Father, and we know that the enemy comes, Lord Father, and the fight is in the mind, Lord Father. So touch his mind right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for bringing Karen out of the hospital, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, that you hear prayers and you answer prayers, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord Father. Father, as we continue to ask, Lord Father, for a kidney for her right now, Lord Father, give her the strength, Lord Father, to continue, Lord Father, to carry on. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we hold before you Phyllis, Lord Father. Father, we speak balance to our equilibrium right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, knowing nothing is too hard for you, Lord, as we speak healing to her right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Maddie right now, Lord Father. Father, you know her situation, Lord Father, and we asking you, O God, to intervene right now on her behalf, right now, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to touch Pastor George, Lord Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. As we continue to speak healing over his body right now, and we say, body, line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I ask you to touch Dr. and Pastor McNannis, Lord Father. You know what's going on, Lord Father, in their bodies, Lord Father. We speak healing over them right now from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord Father. For you say healing is the children's bread, Lord Father. So touch their bodies right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, touch, Lord Father God, our listeners right now, Lord Father. Those that are sick in their bodies, Lord, those that need jobs or home or vehicle, Lord Father, we thanking you right now for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you how you continue to bless, Lord Father, those that listen to the broadcast, Lord. Father, you say, Lord Father, that you are our comforter. You are the way maker, you are the healer, you are the provider, Lord Father. And we thanking you right now, Lord Father, as we continue to call and trust in you right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you the armed forces right now. Father, touch those in the military right now, Lord Father. Touch those that are still in D.C. right now, Lord Father, the National Guard, Lord Father, have mercy upon them right now, Lord Father. Father, as they begin to go back to where they were, Lord Father, we ask you for safe journey for them right now, Lord Father. And Father, if they don't know you as their Lord and Savior, maybe one of them do, Lord Father, let them begin, Lord Father God, to spread your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, all it takes is just your word, Lord Father, your testimony, O God. Touch right now. Father, we ask you right now, Lord Father, to unstop deaf ears and break up that stony heart right now, Lord Father, as the word is about to come forth, Lord Father. And Father, we ask that you give them ears to hear and a heart to receive the word, Lord.
Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, Lord. Thank you, Lord, Father, how you continue to use this broadcast to touch many nations, Lord, Father. Father, I ask you to decrease, Lord, Father, the speaker of the hour, Lord, Pastor Sharon, Lord, Father, as you increase in her, Lord. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for just showing up, showing out, and just having your way. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, I ask that you decrease my apostle and bishop, Lord, Father, as you increase in them, Lord, Father, as they too come forward with the word, Lord. Father, we thank you for healing and deliverance right now, Lord, Father, over the airways, Lord, Father. We thanking you for your shield of protection round about them, Lord. Father, as they go to work on their way home, Lord, Father, listening to this broadcast, wherever they may be, Lord, Father, saturate their place right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And amen again. We thank the Lord for the prayer coming forth from Sister Diane. And we thank God for you, you, and you once more and again. And we do want to send out lots of love to you today, letting you know that we love you. We really, really love you. Yes, we do. And trust that you love us, too. And thank God for you being there. Now give us a call, 347-857-3925. Give us a call today to let us know that you are listening and that you know you're enjoying what you're hearing, okay? We would appreciate it so much. Yes, we will, and we will continue to pray for you. Also, whatever your needs may be. Okay, thank you, Jesus. All right. A little short word here today. Prejudice is a wall of fear built on the sands of suspicion surrounding the city of insecurity. Prejudice is a wall of fear built on the sands of suspicion surrounding the city of insecurity. Are you insecure today? Praise God. Hallelujah. Now we thank God for being here today, and we want to thank God for Sister Diane. We thank God for Bishop Porter.
Bless you.
We thank God for them today. And we thank God for you, each one of you, those that listen on a continual basis. We thank God for you. We thank God for you calling someone else to listen to. Amen. We thank God for them. Now, Wednesday was a special broadcast, and I tell you, God unleashed all his fury out, God. I mean, we had a time. Yes, we did. Now, you can go back and listen to it now. You know how to listen to more, but it was wonderful. That was Wednesday broadcast. Today is Thursday, and we are expecting even more. Amen. Hear what I'm saying? You know, we always expect the unexpected, don't we?
Yeah.
We are looking, the song say, we're looking for a miracle in the Word of God. You hear that song, right? Yes, we're looking for a miracle. And we expect the impossible. Huh? Amen. Praise God. Because with man, it's impossible for them to do any miracles. So, you know, the miracle have to come from God. And that's what we're looking for. God is good. Isn't he good? I tell you, I wouldn't take nothing for God. No matter how things
all may see what we've done. He is a forgiving God. He forgives us for our sins, and we should never fail to repent. Lord, forgive me for my sins, thought, words, and deeds, things that I've done that I shouldn't, things I said that I shouldn't. You know, because a lot of times we do, and all the time we don't know what we're saying. You know, we know what we're saying. We think we're saying something right, but you're not. You could be saying something wrong or doing something wrong. Praise God. But I thank you for God Almighty being who He is, the only true and living God. Yes, indeed. The God that's always near. When He say He always, He right there, ready to answer your call. But you got the first call. He can't answer nothing if you don't call, if you don't ask. You say, oh, well, I don't have to say nothing. He know. No, it don't. He told you to ask, didn't he? Well, if he told you to ask, then find yourself asking. Don't sit up and assume that he hear you. Don't even assume that I hear you, because I don't necessarily hear you either. Praise God, I don't hear you. God don't hear you. He gave you specific instructions. You know, call while I'm near. Isn't that what he say? Call while I'm near. Now, he's near you today. Now, you're going to have to call him. Can't nobody else call him but you, for you. I have to call him for myself right now. It's every man for himself and God for us all. Isn't that what we always say? I thank God that he for us all. He is for us all. But the instructions say, what? Anything you ask the Father in my name, I'll do it. But if you don't ask, you don't get. He don't do. He can't do it, right? Because you ain't asking yet. He said, I'll be right there by your side. But when he be by, he said, call me while I'm near. When he's there by your side, he near, right? So now I didn't call him. Call him and talk. Tell him what you want. You heard that song too, right? Call him up, you know, and tell him what you want. It's easy to get in contact with God. It's so easy to get in contact with God. But you just don't want to mention his name because you ashamed to tell him. How you going to shame to tell God you ain't even seen him? And you shame to tell him. How you going to be ashamed to tell me? I know. But you not ashamed to tell God about it. That's what I do. I figured it out. It took me a while, but I figured it out. I had to seek him while I'll be able to find him, praise God. You know? Because he's where? Right here, by my side. And I'm appreciative of the fact that God by our side, huh? So what he got his ears open for to hear your call. See, your ears are open right now. Right now, and I ask him, what you want me to do for you? I could ask you all day. You ain't going to tell me nothing. Okay? But when you ask God in insincerity, he will answer. Whether it's yes or no, he's still going to answer. You're expecting yes, right? Well, don't always expect it to be yes, because it might not be in his will for a yes at this time. So take the no and say, okay, God, I'll come back and ask you again. See, you ain't gave up, but you will come back and ask him again, huh? Just give me a little something to do today while you're sitting around and enjoying the weather, whatever kind you got. We praying for whatever, Tallahassee and Alabama and wherever that tornado hit, we praying for that place, all right? Because, you know, you don't know what's going to be hit next. You know, it may go one way and end up turning to another way. Escaping that, you escaped it over there, but over them people didn't, you see. So you just don't know what God's going to do, how he's going to send forth a challenge to you. That's a big challenge, ain't it? My God, I tell you, I still don't know what I do without God. God, I tell you, I am so glad I'm in this world now. Amen. That he's given me a little more time in life to be here with you and him. Okay? With both of us. Because if I'm with you, that means I got to be together with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't be separate from you. I got to be together with you. All right? Yes. We got to stand together in unity. That's what we need to stand. We've been telling you that for years now. Amen. Trying to get y'all to get in unity, you know. Well, your church ain't big enough. Well, I don't like the way you talk. Well, you know, I don't want no woman minister. Well, I don't, you know. You don't want no woman president. You don't want no woman nothing.
Ain't what you want now.
But it ain't about you. It is not about you. And I'm so glad God used whoever he will. I'm quite sure Deborah, that king of Israel, judge of Israel, rather, you wouldn't want to call him king, judge of Israel. They didn't want no judge, woman judge, because they used a man, right? So listen. Just because you don't want it don't mean it ain't going to happen. Okay? I know America's not ready. They definitely not ready. We got the money. Get out of here. Really pray. Well, early in the morning. Praise the Lord. Well, wait a minute. Praise the Lord. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear?
Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, oh. I hear you.
Okay. Yes. Folks, Connecticut, it is going to be cold today. It's going to 12 degrees. Well, I'm calling. It has nothing to do with that. With a wonderful, awesome praise report. My son, after finally a year, you know, he was in the hospital and then he, you know, surgery and all that. His back yesterday, officially, you know, his back was all closed up. So he's done with the nurse and everything. Now it's just a matter of the surgeon seeing him so then he could start therapy outside. A whole year, 5 surgeries, all these different complications. And he's still going on. Praise the Lord. That's all I can say.
Hey,
I'm so happy.
Hey,
and thank you all for the prayers. Thank you. You know, the family, friends, thank you all for, and you yourself, all for the prayers of praying him. He's, like it says, more than 20 years he's been like that. But you know what? It's when God's timing, when he wants something done, it gets done. He says,
woo!
I need you out there. You got to give testimony. You got to keep going. There's kids, there's boys, there's men, whoever it is, so we can help and lift one another, you know.
Hey.
And that's what, like I say, I am so thankful and grateful.
We are thanking God with you. Yes.
That's
yes.
It. So it's been awesome. It's been awesome.
Amen.
So.
Amen. Thank you for giving us an update. That's the best update. That's the best thing this morning. Amen.
Oh, yeah. Amen. You know, hallelujah. That's all I can say.
Even though it's chilly, little chilly here, praise God, it ain't chilly
It's going down to 12. It snowed yesterday. There was snow, whatever. I mean, it's some of it sucks, but now the temperature's going to go down to 12 and who knows what, and, you know, these couple of days,
yeah,
whatever happens. But
you try to stay warm. Y'all try to
stay
warm.
You know, I'm from the warm. That's what I like, the heat. I like the warm. Not that cold.
You
okay?
Praise God. And now we so happy for him. Oh, yeah. Tell him we're going to still be praying for him.
That's it. Now it's the therapy and then whatever. You know, in a way, I thank God because in a way, he's like me. You know, he does the best he can. He's a fighter. He used to be very active and help people and do all kinds of stuff. So, you know, and it's been hard all this time. I'm not doing, you know, whatever your mind, your different things happening. But you know what? Only God. It's in God's timing. What, you know, we don't know how long it's going to be. You just got to keep going, keep praying, keep going, keep going. Pick up, you know, hey, rest, like I said, rest for a while, and then get up and start doing whatever. I said, give it to God. Give it to God.
Amen.
It's in His timing.
Woo, somebody ought to help her praise the Lord. Amen. It's been a journey. It's been a journey for them. Yes, it has. But we thank God. And those out there that hear her testimony, you hear how they kept on going. 5 surgeries. Oh, my God. Open up in his back and everything. And Lord, have mercy. And, it's painful thinking about it. But, you know,
yes.
God has worked miracles on his body. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
He got something to tell people, ain't he?
That's right.
Lord. He got a testimony all over the land. He could testify. Praise God. I'm going to help him testify. Bless God. I'm happy for him. You know, that makes me feel good when somebody's
blessed. That's right.
It makes me feel good. Hallelujah. My little pains ain't nothing. Ooh, thank you.
That's what
Jesus.
I said.
Hey, hallelujah. We got Sister Pastor Sherry. I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm gonna let you go. I just want to thank you. God bless you. I keep praying for all of everybody. It doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah, we know.
Doing whatever the Lord wants. But I love you all, and I'm gonna let you go so you can speak. Oops.
Okay, yes, Pastor Sharon. Yes, praise God. She's thanking God for you too. She's thanking God for you too. Ain't nothing like our own Sister Elizabeth. Praise God. We thank God for you. All right, praise the Lord. Now y'all heard that. Ain't anybody else got a good testimony too? Amen. You could come right on in and tell somebody about the goodness of God in your life. What God has done for you. You may think it wasn't nothing, but let me tell you, it's something. It's something. I don't care if he healed you of arthritis. You know, at least it's something. Oh, you get ahead of migraine headache. You know, because we know how the migraine headache is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, we thank God for healing that today. You see what I'm saying? You ought to tell somebody about it. Tell us about it. Tell the world what God has already done. And watch him do some more. Do more for you. Come on, you want him to do more. I know you do. He can heal anything. Hallelujah. Well, okay. You know, we're not going to beg you. You got to love him enough to be willing to make a sound, make a joyful noise unto the Lord by praising him, glorifying and magnifying him today. He's done so many wonderful things. Well, you know, I'm just thanking God how he touched Michael one more time. Praise God. Amen. He keep having strokes after stroke after stroke, and it's not doing him too good, praise the Lord. But he snapped back, and I got to try to make him sit down and stop always still trying to drag around and do something. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because he don't want to be defeated. I say that's not it. Okay, let God do a complete healing on your body. Then jump up and do something. Praise God. Take it easy for a while. It ain't nothing going away. We're still here. We all here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Then his daughter got cancer, baby daughter got cancer, and so that got bothering him a little, bothered him somewhat too, you know, all of that. And that keeps him in that way. So we praying for his complete recovery. Amen. He back from the hospital again. I thought we had to take him again yesterday or whatever day that was. And all, but he made it. He made it. He made it without going. He made it without going. So pray for him, Deacon Mike. Pray for him, okay? Amen, amen. I'm just thanking God for what he's doing, people. I glorify him every day. How about you? Don't you glorify him? Is that somebody? Oh, don't do Bishop. Bishop, you want to say something? Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Praise God. All right, you know, well, we know Pastor Sharon is always ready. You know, she's already, always ready. I'm saying she always ready, right? Well, yeah, I found out, you know, I tried to put her on the spot one time, you know, without giving her notice, and she was gone, boy. Woo-wee, I tell you, she put the rubber to the road. Oh, Lord, and I mean she was gone. Hallelujah. Now, we looking for that today, aren't we? We just looking Amen. For another glorious time in the Lord. Amen. And she truly is a woman of God. Oh, yes, in her principles also, her life. Yes, she's a woman of God. Of integrity. Yes, she's a woman of God. Amen. She features all these things. Amen. And you know what? You can trust her. As a woman of God. A woman of God you can't trust. But you can trust this woman of God. I know for a fact. I've known her for how many years? 30-something years? Over 30-something years. I've been knowing her. Over 30-something years I've been knowing her. So you know what? Amen. Praise God. It's a pleasure. And you know what? She has two beautiful daughters, twins. Yeah. She got two beautiful daughters and a lovely husband. Shouldn't say lovely, though, should I? Well, anyway, praise God. A man of God. Let's say she have a man of God. Praise yeah. God. Amen, amen. That you can trust him, too. Amen. So, I listen.
Don't forget the prophet. Can't forget the prophet.
Oh, yeah. Well, I said her two daughters, didn't I?
No. You ain't said the prophet now. You got to say the prophet.
Oh, my baby. They got a little prophet was born into the family, and he's so amazing. He lay hands on the sick, and he ain't even 5 years old. And he already know when you're sick, and he'll come and lay hands on you. I'm talking about a family that has dedicated their lives to God. No matter what you say about it, God has blessed this family.
Yes, he has.
You see, the daughter's prophetess.
Yes.
But more than anything, I'm going to call it the prophet's house, huh? Amen. It's the prophet's house. Amen. You know, like that, who was that in the Bible, Bishop, that had all five daughters was prophets?
Philip.
All five of his daughters was prophets. You see what I'm saying? So don't think that's impossible. I just thought I'd tell you, read your Bible. Amen. We ain't just talking out our hat. But we thank God for this family that God has made. I didn't make them. Nobody else made them. God has made this wonderful family. Amen. Mm-hmm. And you say, why are you talk about them like that? Because I see their light.
Yes.
Okay? I see their light. They let their light shines, huh? They love everybody. And yep. You know, sometimes I'm going to say this and I'm going to give it over to her. I'm going to tell her, girl, she's talking about, but you know, they are this and they are that. I say, you just don't see nothing but good in everybody, huh? I say, I'd be wanting to knock them down. And she'd be praying something else, you know. Praise God, because she cares.
Yes.
See, you say, I don't care. Yeah, I care, but I'm a little more harder than she is. Amen. Bless God. I'm just giving it to y'all. That's me. All right. I just call it as it is. Amen. Yes. That's the way I call it. But she makes it better. Oh, and I love that about her, you know, because she is a defender of the weak. We named her that, a defender of the weak. See, when you hear that, a defender of the weak, this is who she is. So if you ever want to hear something or want somebody on your side, just talk to her. Amen. She ain't go down you or nothing. Just talk to her, yeah?
No,
nobody
but the
Pastor Sharon. I don't know her middle name. Bonds. Hey, Sharon, Pastor Sharon Bonds.
Woo.
Hey, everybody.
Amen, amen. Lord, 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 Lord. Lord, 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 Lord. I thank God this day. I thank God this day. Wow. Wow and wow and wow and wow and wow and wow. I just thank God.
We're giving you your flowers by you smell.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I just thank God for being here one more time. And I was really enjoying the testimony. It could have been that way. Why? Because in this time, you need testimony, what God is doing, what God has done, and what God is continuing to do. Because it lets you know, even though you may have hard times in your life, difficult situation in your life, it's good to know if you keep on holding and standing on the word of God, that God will bring you to your end where you'll see the manifestation of the word being there, showing right there. And I was just enjoying the testimony from Sister Elizabeth, because when she was talking about the surgery, when the apostle was talking, that's a major surgery he went through. And a lot of people, they go through something great like that in their life, and they're not happy. They don't find joy, not saying joy in the situation, but joy in the Lord, knowing that God is the one that created that child, God is the one that gave you that child, and God is the one that can turn it around just for you. And that's where her joy is in the Lord. We're not going to say she don't cry. We're not going to say there's not ups and downs. But you know what? She can still yet praise the Lord. And it just let us know today in 2021 that we got to just look at when people go through things in their life. And you have to say, God, I know that has to be you that brought them through, because you just have a little cold, you may just stomp your toe, or you may just have a limp. And we feel that is the major, major, the whole world ends for us. But there's people that are going through some great things in life, but they are still going through the process. So when the woman of God, when she was thanking God, and when we're thanking God for Deacon Michael, you know what? We have to just join in the praise, because God is due all praises today. And it's God that brings us through, that walk us through, that carry us through the hard times in our life, knowing that He got our best interest at heart.
So I just thank God. And today, you know, I was just going to come from Psalms 119. And when we talk about the within you, the woman within the woman, what's within you? There's strength within you. There's hope within you. There is love within you. There is joy within you. You can make it today. And when you start looking at it, who are you? What's in me? And we're going to just deal with the things that God said you are to this morning. I am what? I'm overcomer. I am what? Victorious. I am what God has spoken over my life. I am what God says I am. I am what God says I am. If God says you can make it through this storm, you are making it through the storm. If God promises you something, it is that. You start saying, I am that. I am the house. I am the car. I am that I am to this morning. So you got to put that thing and make it personal in your life that I am what God says. I am the word. Remember when God said the word was with God and the word is God, the word is and the word was. So you are what God says you are because it's the word of God that's coming out that is released in the atmosphere that he said what you are. So you're becoming that. You're walking into that, what God says today. And then when we look at Psalms 119, it says what? Incline my heart, Simone, and not to covetousness. And that was the scripture he gave me. The incline what? My heart. And I say, God, we have to have our ears to hear today. We have to have our ears to hear what God is saying, how God is moving, what God is doing even right now. Because if we don't have our ears to hear what the Spirit is speaking to the church, and you are the church today because you are the temple of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Word of God let us know that the Holy Spirit dwells where? Within you today. So within you, the Holy Spirit is there, so you have to what? Have our ears to hear what the Holy Spirit is speaking to you today. You got to go with that is needed for the decision you need to make in your life. You need to go within to have our ears to hear, be clear what God is saying, and have a heart ready to do, ready to walk, ready to be flexible, bendable according to his word. Not my word, Lord God, but thy word today. What you say, Lord, give me that ears to hear that I may not miss my timing, that I might not miss the opportunity, that I may not miss what you have in store. And we have to ask God to do that for us. Give us that ear, that sensitivity to hear what he is saying. Because if we don't ask him to give us the sensitivity and we have it, this is the way I want it. This is the way it's coming. This is the way it's going to do. It's going to be. We'll miss what God is doing. And I'm reminded that when God was giving a great illustration in the word of God, he was not in the wind. He was not in the thunder. He was not in those things that you always expect him to come in. But he was in another way, doing it and speaking. But can we have we need that ears to hear what he's saying. Don't be so stuck in your mindset that you'll miss out on what right now. And when we look at this, and according to Romans, the 13th chapter, verse 11, it says, and that knowing the time, that now is the high time to awaken out of sleep. And even though the Bible talking about salvation, but salvation is when what? Something comes to you. And so, oh, your opportunity, your time of preparation, your time of blessing, your time of healing, you have to be what? Awakened out of what? Thy sleepiness, thy sleeping of not being alert and awake. A lot of people think sleep means like how we go to bed at night. Or we take midday nap. But the thing is, we're not talking about that sleep. We're talking about you being aware of the changes around you, aware of what God is saying and what God is doing, aware when to move and shift, aware to when you need to step back and look, aware when you need to be on the sideline looking in. Or there's times where you need to walk in rank or run in rank or move as God say move. Lord, give us the ears to hear. Incline our ears so we will hear you. And when you ask him that, say, Lord, help me not to self-sabotage. Help me not to work self. Sabotage. You can sabotage your own self. God is speaking. God is moving. And we self-sabotage ourselves. How do we do it? By not paying attention or not moving, not being flexible, not being bendable, not having that mind change the question. And I'm reminded when we look in the book of I like about Abraham, when God was speaking to Abraham, God was speaking to Abraham. And when God told him, giving the instruction to what? Call Abram, not Abraham as yet, but Abram, to get what? Out of thy kindred. And from that father house. And father house remind me of you think about in your father house, you do certain things a certain way. They have how they worship God, their rules, their regulation. And God said, get from there. Now, if he did not have ears to hear, and a heart to receive that. That's God speaking to him. What we know about Abraham, would it come into manifestation? Would it be delayed? You ask yourself the question. But God told him, this is what I need you to do. And he obeyed the word of the Lord. And when I start saying, God, help me not to self-sabotage. Let me have an ear to hear. Let me not look and like, this is how he's going to do it. This is the way I want it to be done. And you don't want to change. The word of God let us know we are in the world, but we are not of the world. But not to be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And my mind or your mind need to be renewed every day so it can transform, it can change to what God is doing. So you will not self-sabotage yourself. And God is moving. But I find out when God is moving, and God is speaking, and God wants to shift and bless. I'm just like, God, I'm reminded about the children of Israel. when God taking them out of Egypt and God promising them while they're in a place of lack, a place of bondage, a place of being remorseful, a place of bitterness, a place of we've been walking this way for so long that their mindset is in a place that when God sent for Moses into the midst, they did not want to recognize the change. They could not change their mindset. Only the ones that had the ears to hear that God is speaking this. This is what God is going to do. This is what God is doing. Some changes are coming. So because the changes are coming, I got to move with the change. And they move from a place of bondage into a place he promised them. Now, suppose some of them had said, well, I'm looking for the white chariot. Oh, that's my deliverer. This man is not my deliverer. Nah, they did not receive it. They would miss the blessing. The first blessing they had was freedom. And a lot of times, we don't think about that. We don't think about it. Their first blessing was freedom. Freedom is what? Being free to worship God. Being free to do what God tells them to do. Being free to make a decision. And we know freedom was the first one. And the other extra blessing that came with what God has spoken. Lord, help me not to self-sabotage. God wants to bless, but when we don't have our ears to hear, we'll miss the blessing. I'm reminded long ago that I've been in the ministry for over 35 years. So my example of my learning a lot of things was my first early part where I learned lessons in life. And when you're in a ministry that long, you got to pay attention to how the Word of God shows up. And I'm reminded that we were taught this much, and we saw it in action, where Apostle Porter will be speaking the Word of God, and you don't even catch it, that she's telling you what thus said the Lord, because she didn't say thus said the Lord. And you miss the word. You miss your time of visitation, your time of blessing. Don't you know there's times that she's talking with you and you may just think it's a regular conversation. But y'all, is not a regular conversation. She's actually telling you what the Lord is telling her to say to you. But because you're looking for it to be like how the priests of the olden day, with their faces are, thus said the Lord God Almighty, my servant, my child. You're looking for that. But you'll miss it when he comes in different ways. You'll miss your time of blessing. So ask God to give you the ears to hear today that you will not miss anything else. Because when 2021 came in, I know what God said he's doing for each and every one of us. And how we don't get it is because we are stuck in our old way of thinking. But don't you know each year is different? Don't you know each day is different? Don't you know the sun comes up on a Monday, on a Tuesday, the sun may not show up. It may be a cloudy day. Each day is different. So each day as you wake up, wake up with a spirit of expectation. This is a brand new day. Create your morning. Ask God to clear your mind with the stuff that bothers you. Leave it at the altar. Put yourself before God that you will not self sabotage what God wants to do for you. When I look at John, St. John 15, verse 15, it says, henceforth I call you not a servant, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friend, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You know, when you look at that scripture, if you don't have an ear, you will not hear. He said, you're not a servant, but you are a what? A friend. And when you look at that, it's saying to you, a lot of time we're around people. And some people, I found that there's business people, there's people that you, they may hire you, work for you, you work for them, but they consider you a friend. And they will tell you more information than they would another person. Can you even recognize those opportunities? Can you even realize that it's more than a business relationship? The person thinks more of you. So if they consider you a servant, they will not tell you anything other than tell you orders. But when they start having a conversation and start sharing some personal things with you, you're building a relationship. You'll consider a friend. So even though Jesus said, you know what? I consider you my friend. What I hear my Heavenly Father saying concerning you, I'll reveal it to you. I'll let you know. I'll bring you into that place where you can hear clearly and you can see what he's doing. You say, why is this word today? Because a lot of people are missing what God is doing. You're missing the shift. Why? You're missing it because you continue to walk in your old ways. And no one is judging no one. But we realize today, if they don't have an ear, there's nothing you can do. In a race, if you don't follow the instruction of the coach, stay in your lane when you're jogging, you'll either be what? Disqualified, or you're behind. Never caught up. Never walk into the forefront. Never, because what? You're not following instruction. God is moving. You may not feel like he's moving, but he's moving. It may not look like he's moving, but he is moving. Doing it even right now. But ask him to change who? Yourself. Self today. That you don't sabotage. Do you sabotage by what you speak out of your mouth? How do you sabotage? War, and you go right back into the things. I'm reminded, even though situation may not be the way I want it to be, but if I look at the situation in its natural form, I will succumb to what's around me. But I got to look beyond that, and I say, God, give me the peace that I need. God, let me look beyond what I'm seeing. Lord, I know your promises. Everything that you have promised me, it is yeah, yeah, and so it is. And I'm sure Abram had to walk that way. All these people are examples for us. It's not just for that time. It's for now. There's Abram now walking in the 2021 century, walking to become Abraham. So you ask God to help you, that you will not miss your time, that he awaken you. You know, you could be right there in the midst of God moving, and your mind is somewhere else, and you miss that important word that was released. It's good to what? Be awakened or stay focused. Give me the spirit of alertness, Lord, and help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. Now, I heard Apostle Porter saying what she was saying about, you know, like I do try to, like help people, but I'm finding out, Lord, you have to open their eyes to see, open their ears to hear. Lord, they're so stuck. I'm doing it this way. I'm doing it my timing. And I'm reminded. I used to get reminded a lot of times that it's not when you feel like doing something, you do it. But you got to move in the timing of God. You got to move when God is blowing and stirring and shifting things. That's when you move. Not when you say, oh, I got to eat my dinner first. Oh, I need to make this first. But when God say move, you move. Because God has everything in place just for you. But you got to move when God say to move. Not when you feel like it. And that is such a very important principle to really pay attention to. Because if you don't, you will miss the blessing. Now, God promised his people blessing. He promised, especially when you're faithful to him in your tithes and your offering. We're not just talking about tithes, y'all, but your offering also. And he promised you what he will do. And you are waiting for God to do what he said to do, but then you miss it. Why? Because you're not flowing when he say flow. When he say do, you're not doing it. So God, help me not to self-sabotage. Help me, oh God, incline my heart. Incline my heart. Don't let me be so rigid. Don't let me be so stuck. Don't let me be in self. But let me walk in liberty. Let me walk in what you are saying. So remember, all these things are already in you. You can walk it. You can do it. You can do it. You know, elevate your mind. Let's go higher. That was an old song. Elevate your mind and let's go higher. Higher where? In the Lord. Because in the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no limit. Take the limit of God. Take the breaks of God. He is unlimited God. He created the earth and under everything within belongs to him. He knows everything about you. He knows the system of this world. He has his kingdom system. So we all got to do what? Take the limit of him. And remember the word of God say that life and death is in the power of your tongue. You got to mean what you say that comes out of your mouth. Your mouth cannot say one thing and your heart saying something else. Because I'm also reminded of the law of thought. Your thought manifests. Your thought goes. Your words go. Your thought goes. Don't y'all remember in church? Okay, y'all, I can hear you thinking. Remember? How you think they could hear you thinking? Your thoughts went there. So elevate your mind and let's go higher, y'all. Let's obtain everything that God has for you. So we just want to thank God for all things. I don't know about y'all, but I am so excited. This is an exciting time for me. Why? Because everyone said that God is coming soon and God, and there's changes and things. But you know what? God promised you and I some things, right? So you need to take back what the enemy has stole from you. You need to take it back today. Take it back. Take your strength. Take your health. Take your laughter. Take your whatever it is the enemy has stolen from you. You take it back today because you are the creator of your life. You can do it. God said, I'll make you just like me, in my image and in the likeness of me. And I told you I made you lower than the angel, and I crowned you with glory. And you know that when you speak the word of God, I hasten to perform what I have promised you. But you've got to take the limit off me. You've got to walk in what I tell you to walk in. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. And I was just sharing with someone that a lot of time we say, well, I used to say, well, I was talking to myself. But I found out long time ago, I'm not talking to myself. I'm talking to the God within me. So when you're having a conversation, you say, you know what, God, if you heal me this time, I'll do this. That's just one of the examples. But you know some of you, I say, God, if you send that husband my way, I promise you I won't miss a time of prayer. Remember your vow to God, y'all. Or whatever the vow you make to God. But you know what? You'll say to yourself, I just said it to myself. But you're really talking to the God within you. Because God is within you. So you're speaking to him and he hears you. So he expects you to what? Be accountable for what you say. And we want to walk in a place of what? Accountability. I don't know about anyone else. But like I stated before, in the early part of 2021, I had to say to God, I'm going to continue to be a person of integrity. I said, I cannot allow anyone to cause me to do anything shady. I cannot allow anyone to have me to change some numbers because they want me to. Lord, I got to be accountable. Why? Because first of all, I belong to you. And because I belong to you, that's what I am. So everything else has to line up with the principle, I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. So I have to have an ear to hear. And the Holy Spirit within you will always put an alert of, did you hear that? Don't do it. We have to stand in a place today. Even though people may know who you are in Christ Jesus, I allow them to cause you to compromise your principles and miss out on the blessing of the Lord. Because you know what? They'll throw you out. They'll say, well, she did it. They'll throw you out there quick, but not just that. The Holy Spirit is right there, and the angel of the Lord is taking a record of everything that we do and say in this flesh. So I just want to say today, ask God to give you an ear to hear and help you. God, help me. Help me. The ones that have an ear to hear, Lord, I don't mind sharing what you're saying, what you're doing. You have to have an ear to hear. Someone could be giving you a combination, but if you're so caught up in other things, you'll miss the combination number. And I'm not talking about for the lottery. It could be a combination for where you can go, where God is setting you up. But you're so caught up in everything else that you miss the blessing of the Lord. I'm reminded long time ago that the word that came forth for the ministry for us to flow with what God is doing. Move with what God is doing. Don't move what he's doing. I'm reminded of the word of the Lord. I'm reminded what God had promised us long time ago. I'm reminded that God promised some millionaires to be in the ministry. I'm reminded that God promised everyone new homes, new vehicles. I'm reminded of those things today. Do you remember? Can you bring the word back to him? Everything he has promised. Can you bring it back to his remembrance? Remember, and you're bringing it back to his remembrance. Follow the instructions. We're going to talk about Duncan Hines cake box. You know the instruction is written on the back of the box. We know we have some good bakers that they don't need the instructions. But the ones that don't know how to cook good or bake good, we're talking to you. You got to follow the instructions. A novice, follow the instruction. Why? Because if you don't follow the instruction, you won't be able to bake that cake and it looks like the color, the picture of the box. Now, we're talking about the one that is professional. They've been cooking. They've been baking. They can estimate, okay, this is what it needs. This is what it needs. So remember today, follow the instruction that God has given who you. And make sure you don't allow other than or something else to come your way to cause you to miss the mark. So, Lord, help me not to, I tell you, help me, Lord, this day into the hands of Bishop Diane or Apostle. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Amen, Pastor Sharon, for that rhema word. Amen. Lord, help me. Man, just come down to it's a personal thing between you and I. Amen. And the Lord. Praise God. Talking about the person within. And as you was ministering, praise the Lord, what got my attention in Psalms 119, it is it's the longest song in the Bible, praise the Lord, and also the longest chapters in the Bible. Now, Psalms 119 and 9, praise God, says this, withal shall a young man cleanse his ways by taking heed hereto according to thy word. Praise the Lord. In other words, we are drowned in a sea of impurity. We are surrounded by a filter environment. Am I right? We cannot do nothing on our own. But this is why, amen, we look to the hills from which cometh our help. And all our counsel, all our strength come from God Almighty. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, when the tempting and the influence all around us come, praise God, that's where, amen, the power within us, amen, is greater. Because he's greater that within us than he that is in the world. Am I right? So where can we find that strength and wisdom? I ask you a question. We can't do it on our own strength, man. So we have to listen to the Holy Spirit that is within. Because you just said it, praise God. And it will lead you, it will guide you, it will teach you where to go, when to stop, where to pay attention, amen, of all this temptation and filthiness environment that is all around us. Because you said it earlier, we are in the world, but we're not of it, praise God. And we thank God, amen, for God's word. Because if he spoke it, he able to perform it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10, said this, by But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was within me. There it go again. Paul said, amen. Oh, because it was within him. His grace, praise the Lord. Amen. He couldn't do it on his own, but the grace of God that was within him. In other words, praise God, Paul is saying this, but whatever I am now, it is all because God poured out his special favor on me, and not without results. Amen. Now look at the results. Look how far God has brought us from. Come on now. Praise God. He brought us from a mighty, mighty long way. Praise God. And we serve an unlimited God. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere, all at the same time. Praise God. Amen. Paul said this, for I have worked harder than all the other apostles, yet was not I, but the God who was working through me by his grace. See, there it go again, Pastor Sharon. Praise God. God worked through us. Praise God. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, in us all, through us all. Praise God. Oh, it's the God that is within us. And I'm glad about it today that we are never alone. Praise God. Ain't you glad about it today that he's always there? Praise God. Paul wrote, amen, these words harder than all of the apostles. Now, he wasn't being arrogant. He wasn't boasting. He was boasting in the Lord. See, here's the thing. See, thus he had to work harder to preach the same message. Amen. If you, amen, just do research, man, and listen at the, when you read the word of God, of Paul's testimony, praise God, of what he went through, praise God, amen. But God brought him out, and he yet doing the same thing for you and I, amen. And this was an encouraging message because it encouraged me, praise God. But we got to pay attention to that small, still voice when God is speaking to you and I, praise God, because it won't lead you wrong. Amen. It will lead you in the right direction. Praise God. Amen. But we have to pay attention. Now, don't override it. That's when we get in trouble. Praise God. And this is why we must pray and say, Lord, keep me, praise God, in your perfect will. I thank you for your submissive will, but I want to be in your perfect will. And he will do just that. Amen. He may not come when you call him, but he always on time. He's never late. Amen. He's always there. Praise God. Amen. And when he bring you out, share your testimony. Share the goodness of God, of what the Lord have done for you and I. Praise the Lord. He's yet doing miracles. Praise God. Thank God for listening at the testimony from Sister Elizabeth about her son. Praise God. And when God have done something miraculous like that, amen, 5 operations, praise God. Oh, man, he getting ready to come out of the hospital. You know, that's a blessing. Amen. We all, amen, ought to praise God. And if he did it for Sister Elizabeth's son, he could do it for your child. Oh, praise the Lord, because he have no respect of person. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm looking at Deacon Mike every day. I take him back as in four, and I see, amen, how the enemy is trying to cut him off, and, amen, with strokes after strokes, praise God. But yet he's walking around. He yet talking, praise God. He yet, amen, have activities of his limb, praise God. Oh, I just praise God. Why? Because he stayed up under the word, praise God. And I thank God for it. And that's the thing, you that is listening, amen, you may not say anything, but stay, amen, listening. This is what Pastor Sherman is telling us, amen. He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart, amen. He's there to help you, praise God. He's always there with outstretched arms, and whosoever will, let them come. And if you come, he said, he will in no wise cast you out, praise God. Oh, he loves you today. Praise God. We're talking about the person within. Amen. She's been on it right now, praise God, and I thank God. I have learned a lot just listening, amen, to her. One that teach ought to be teachable.
Amen.
Amen. Come on. Thank you. All right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God, amen, he's everywhere, all at the same time. Praise God. And I thank God for that word today because it encouraged my heart, praise God, to pay more attention to that small, still voice. Now, he said, in the world, you're going to have trials and tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer. Ain't that what he said, Sister Dan? He said, the peace I give unto you, not as the world. See, so you're looking for it out there in the world, you're looking for this, that, and the other, on your job, you're going to have some trouble. I got a phone call this morning, and I had to pray. God is moving and blessing. I said, well, what you think the enemy going to do when God blessing and moving, praise God, and opening up doors and making ways out of no way? When God get the blessing, the devil get the messing. Oh, help me somebody. That lets you know you're on the right road. Jesus said, if you've done it to a green tree, you're going to do it to a driver. Praise God. We're not exempt now. Praise God. But that's why you got to pay attention and know that you know, praise God, that God is with you. And oh, praise God, he will bring you out. I'm a living witness. He will bring you out. Praise God. You got to do his wait now. And that's our problem. We don't want to wait. Praise God. The enemy will eat us up with impatience. Praise God. Oh, you done heard that last year. Yeah, you heard it. Come on. You done heard it more years than that. Come on now. But one thing I know, he always bring you out to bring you in to something better. And then let's learn from our trials and our tribulation. Praise God. Not to go back in it. Some people get out of it and turn around and go right back into the same mess. Come on now. Come on now. Now, whose fault is that? If you turn around and go right back into the same mess, you can't put it on God. See, we cry and complain. You know, say like some people, they done went to jail. You bail them out, and they won't stay out a week. Well, you know, they've been back in there. I know what I'm talking about. I used to have a brother-in-law like that. He works, make good money. He come home, he get a bath, change his clothes. He go and get drunk to beat the band. He go to jail by 8. He bail himself out. And so he can bail out, he'll be going back to jail by 10. How you go to jail 2 times in one night? See how people live? See, why? Because they want to do, people want to do what they want to do. And this is what Pastor Sharon is trying to tell us. No, it's not I, but the will of God. Not our will, but God's will. Praise God. We got to rely on him. And when we look to the hills, from whence coming our help? All our help come from the Lord, which made the heavens and made the earth. He's yet doing great things. Praise God. Now, verse 10 in Psalms 119 said this, with my whole heart, not some of it, have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Now, we can't fool God. I think I heard Pastor Sharon say it. Before you even think it, he know it. Have you ever just thrown on it, have a desire to just have something, and when you hadn't even asked God, and he give it to you? Oh, look how good God is. He said he'll give you some of your heart desire. You know, that's when you in his perfect will. He know what you desire, even before you desire, and he just give it to you before you ask. Oh, that's when the floodgates done open. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 11 says, thy word have I hid, see here, in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Oh, help me somebody. David said that. He had made a mistake, but you know what? When he messed up, he got right back in good grace with God. Lord, create into me a clean heart. Put within me a righteous spirit. Restore the joy of my salvation. Oh, praise the Lord. And I say, hey, David did it. We can do it. He's the same. He said, you have not because you ask. Come on. Come on, y'all. And ask. Praise God. He's going to bring you out. He's going to open that door. He know what you need even before. Amen. You ask. He'll do it. Praise God. Many out of work. Praise God. But you got this old, say, Lord, give me the job that you desire for me to have. Not what you want, but what he desires for you to have. And that when you go there, you have peace, and God will give you divine favor. Praise God. That's what Pastor Sharon is trying to tell us. Amen. I have learned so much since I've been, amen, in this ministry and married to Apostle. Praise God. And we share with one another. She asked me questions, and I learned from her. And that's what it's all about. You know why? She know her place, and I know mine. Praise God. And that's why you got to know. You got to know your place in God. Do you know that? That's why it shouldn't be no jealousy and malice and all this here talking about one another and stabbing each other in the back. God is not pleased with all that foolishness. Praise the Lord. Amen. How many know that a house divided cannot stand? But where there's unity, praise the Lord. Let me, oh God, let me praise the Lord. God bless you today. I got wind up here. I tell you, Pastor Sharon, you stirred me up. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. May heaven continue to smile on you. Jesus love you. Praise God. And Bishop do too.
Amen. 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 We thank God for that awesome word coming forth from Pastor Sharon and follow up by Bishop Porter today. Do not self-sabotage yourself. Lord, have mercy. Lord, help me that I no longer self-sabotage myself.
Amen.
I thank God for that word coming forward. I tell you, it's a blessing each and every day that we can hear the word of God coming forward. I tell you, apply that word today. Use that word today. Examine yourself today. Whenever you hear the word, it may not be for you, but you know what? Sometimes say, let me self-examine myself. Is that some part down inside of me that, you know, I need to, you know, take care of? I tell you, self-examination. And I like that.
Amen.
Stop sabotaging yourself. I tell you, God is good. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also join us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is LogianInternationalMinistries.com, and you can click on the link and you can listen. Share it today. If the word has blessed you in any way, share it with a friend today, a friend that you know that is going through that needs to hear the word. Share the link with them. You know, you can just highlight that link and text it to them. Not because they don't have Facebook. You don't have to listen to it on Facebook, but you can listen to it on Blog Talk Radio. Join us tomorrow night, that's every Friday night at 11 p.m. for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference Line, and that calling number is 480-660-2316, code 3333#. That's 480-660-2316, code 3333#. So tell a friend today and let us band together, stand together in unity, tearing the devil kingdom down. And I tell you, taking back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. So share it with a friend today. Doesn't matter what church it belongs to. We're not asking you to join our church. We're asking you to stand together in unity, in prayer, for this nation, for yourself, for your family. Prayer is universal. So be blessed today and hope to see you on the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference Line tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be blessed.
mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright.
Let God.
He can handle it all.